We are beginning tonight's year in Simen Tes Vav. We're up to Sif Dalet, which is, we're about to turn on to page 54. Two words before page 54. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, continuing what we discussed over Yontif, Nikra Hatalas Toch Shlosha Etzbos Samuch L'Sfas HaKonof. If you remember when we had Shir on Yontif, we touched upon in the Mishnah Berurah a couple of times about something that's cut off being at least 3 fingers by 3 fingers, and we said we'll discuss it more when we get to Sif Dalet. So here is Sif Dalet. If the talus gets ripped within 3 fingers close to the edge of the corner, Eino Rashai Latafro. Very interesting halacha. If a little strip of the garment gets ripped off less than 3 fingers wide by the edge of the garment, you can't sew it back on. And there's 2 different reasons why you can't do that. There's Rashi, and there is Rav Amram Gon. And we'll see that right now. The Mechaber is going to bring it down. And then that will be tonight's year, different discussions about that. Not the corner itself, just the bottom part. In other words, it's still a 4-cornered garment. Just the bottom part gets cut off 3 fingers wide on the bottom. Or on the side, either way. One of the sides gets ripped off. You can't sew it back on.
The trees came over now.
So we'll see. So let's see. Let's take it slow. So the Mechaber says on page 54 in the top line, Uperish Rashi. Rashi explains what is the concern if 3 fingers worth within 3 fingers gets ripped off by the side near the corner. The Chayshinan sheyishtayer michut hatvira v'yanichenu v'yosef olav shiva chutin l'shem tzitzis. The concern is that we're worried that if you sew it back up and it's within 3 fingers from the end, which is the place where you're allowed to place the tzitzis, that's the place where you're supposed to put the tzitzis, we're concerned that the string that you used for the sewing will be left over, and you'll decide to use that string as one of the tzitzis, and you'll add 7 strings to that. And that string was really made for sewing, it was not made l'shma for tzitzis, and then it will be pasul. So the concern, according to Rashi, is that if you're going to sew on a piece of garment that's within 3 fingers from the end, where you're allowed to put the tzitzis, we're concerned you might use the string, the sewing string, for one of the strings of the tzitzis, and add 7 strings, and that will be pasul. That's what Rashi says. And according to that logic, we'll see different halachas that come out of it. The Mechaber says in the second line, Ulatam ze, according to this reason of Rashi, Afilu nikra kol shehu lo yitvor. Even if only a little bit rips, it doesn't have to rip off the garment. Even if it just rips off, 3 or 4 stitches come out, and you want to re-sew it, you can't re-sew it there because of this problem. As opposed to Rav Amram Gon's problems that we'll see later, there it's only a problem if it came totally off. According to Rashi, it's a much bigger problem. Even if it only got ripped a little bit, it's not off, it just got ripped a little bit, you can't sew it back, because that concern will always be that you will use this sewing string as a string of the tzitzis. Ulefiza, also according to this pshat in Rashi, Talish shel tzemer shenikras toch shlosha muter litvor ha'idna. If you have a garment made out of wool, which many of our Talesim and Tzitzis are made out of wool, if it gets ripped within the 3 fingers from the end, it would be mutter to sew it up nowadays. Why? The ein derech litvor b'chutei tzemer. We don't usually sew with wool strings. And if your garment is wool, the tzitzis have to be wool. There's nothing else that tzitzis could be but wool. And therefore, since we don't normally sew with wool strings, if your garment is wool, you would be allowed to sew it up and it would not be a problem. So that's the pshat that Rashi gives. Rashi says the reason why, again, if there's a tear in the garment within 3 fingers from the end, you can't sew it back up, is the concern that the sewing string you will use as one of the tzitzis, and you'll add 7 strings to that. And according to that, the Mechaber said 2 points. Number one, even if it's only a small tear, it's a problem. And number two, if your garment is made out of wool, it would not be a problem nowadays that we don't sew with wool string, and you can't use tzitzis for a wool garment unless they are wool. So if the string you're sewing with is not wool, there's no concern you'll use it as your tzitzis, because you'll know that you can't use it for your tzitzis on that garment. That's Lefi Rashi. We'll come back to Rashi when we get to the Mishnah Berurah. And now we see Rav Amram Pirish. So Rav Amram Gon says a different reason. The time of Mishum de Nikra Toch Shlosha Leis de Toras Beged Ukumand de Leis de Dami. Rav Amram says the pshat is that something that's torn less than 3 fingers wide, so that does not have a din of a beged, and it's as if it's not there, because in tumah a garment to have a din of a beged has to be at least 3 fingers by 3 fingers. So if a piece gets ripped off and it's less than 3 fingers, it does not have a shame beged. The afa gav de tfara, and even if you sew it back on, kiman de pasik choshev, it's considered as if it's not there. It does not get a shame beged that it's considered attached to your garment, and it's as if it's not there. And the problem is the avod bei tzitzis lo petar latalis. If you then put your tzitzis in that small area that you sewed on, So you're not pottering your garment because that's not considered part of the garment. And therefore, you have not put tzitzis on the garment. You have a four-corner garment. You attach this little 2.5 fingers wide strip to the bottom of it. And you put the tzitzis in there. It's not considered part of the garment. And therefore, you didn't put tzitzis on this garment. Well, the pirish zeh, according to Rav Amram's pirish, in nikra v'nishtayer kol shu kosher, if it gets ripped and it's hanging by a thread, a little, well, we'll see the biralacha exactly how much it has to be hanging by, but pashtus, it sounds like from the mechaber, even if it's just hanging by a little bit, as long as it didn't get ripped off totally, it's still considered part of the beged. His whole problem is if it gets detached and it's less than 3, it doesn't have a shame beged, it can't be considered chashav enough to be reattached to the garment. But if it is not totally torn off, it's just hanging down, as opposed to before we said in Rashi, if it just ripped off a little bit, it's not totally off, it's still attached, you can't sew it back on. But over here, if it's still attached, it's just hanging out a little bit, you would be allowed to fix it.
Yeah, but in that case, you have more corners now.
No, you don't have more corners, because it has to be more, it's just cut. If it had more corners, it would have to be cut majority of the way. So if it's just a little bit of a strip that's cut off, it wouldn't make it any more corners. Especially since we're not giving any chashivas to the less than three fingers wide. Continues the mechaber and says, V'yesh omrim. However, there are those who explain Rav Amram a little differently, and they say, D'l'Rav Amram lo nifsal ela tzitzio shahoyu bo be'es shetfaro. Some say that Rav Amram is only passeling the tzitzis that were on this little strip that got ripped off. When you reattach it, when the tzitzis remain on that little strip. But if a little piece of the beged got ripped off, less than 3 fingers, and you reattach that garment, and then you put the tzitzis on, that would be kosher. Right? So there's a machlokas, what exactly Rav Amram means. Does he passel just putting back the garment and then reattaching the strings? Or no, if you put the garment on first and then the strings, of course it's okay. Only if you reattach that piece with the strings, then it's a problem. So that's a machlokas within Rav Amram. V'yirei shamayim yetzei es kulam heicha de'efsher. One who fears heaven should be yotzei all the shitas when at all possible. And now let's go to the Mishabura and we'll see Rashi in greater detail and the two shitas in Rav Amram in greater detail. And that will be the shir for tonight. So the Mishavura starts on page 54, Sivkoton Yud. So he said, if a piece of the garment rips off toch shlosha etzbos, avalamalo mishlosha etzbos yochol lesofro lukuyalma. But if it gets torn if the piece that gets torn is more than 3 fingers, so then you can sew it back on according to everyone. Why? Now we'll go through all the different shitas. Dilupirish Rashi halo shom ein makom tzitzis. According to Rashi, the concern was the string that you're using for sewing, you might use for tzitzis. But if it got torn more than 3 fingers wide, and you're sewing it back in the area above 3 fingers, you can't put the tzitzis there anyway, so there's no chash, you'll leave it there for the tzitzis, because that place is not kosher for the tzitzis. Like we learned earlier in Siman Yud Aleph. The ein locho sheikachenu letzitzis. Therefore, lefi Rashi's concern, there's no concern, because we're not concerned that you'll use the sewing string for tzitzis, because it's not in the right place. Ulapirish Rav Amram Gon is Beitaras Beged. And according to Rav Amram Gon, we said if it's more than 3 fingers, it has a din of a beged, and therefore there's no concern according to him either. Vafilu im hakonafahu nikra lagamri mina beged im tzitziosav. And even if the whole corner gets ripped off with the tzitzis attached to it, afilu hachim mutter lechaber hakonaf, you still can reattach this corner. Vatzitzis kosher, and the tzitzis will be kosher. However, the Mishabura ends off and says that taz. Polig uposek de tzarech lahatir atzitzis min hakonaf hazeh ulatilo mechadosh achar atvira. V'yesh lahachmir kanalbis of katan zayin. This takes us back to a taz that we discussed last time in the last year. The taz argues and says, even if the piece that got ripped off is more than 3 fingers, it's still usher to reattach it even to the same garment if the tzitzis was in there, because that would be a problem of tasa velomina asui. And therefore, according to the taz, you would have to take off the tzitzis, and then you have to put the tzitzis on new after you reattached it. And we said earlier that one should be machmir like the taz. But that is the first mishavura that is pointing out that the Bechaber says within three fingers, it's dafka within 3, because more than 3 is not a problem for Rashi. Because if you sew it on, there's no concern you'll use the sewing string because it's not in the right place. And according to Amram Gon also, there's no problem because it has a shame beged because it's more than three fingers. Says the mishavura vayter in Sefkoton Yud Aleph. So the Mechaber had said that according to Rashi's Svara, that we're worried you'll leave over a string from the sewing and use it as one of your tzitzis and you'll add 7 more. We said according to that, We said 2 points. Even if it's only a small tear, you have that problem. And a leniency also was that if the garment was made out of wool and it ripped within 3 fingers, it would be okay to sew it up nowadays because it's not the normal way to sew with strings made out of wool. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph, Elo b'shar minim, we sew with other materials, not with wool. Va'al kol yodim sheshar minim ein potrin b'tzemer. And everyone knows that other materials are not going to pat to the garment that's made out of wool. Im kein lo yavo l'tzarif oso achut. If so, they're not going to go and join this string with one of the strings of the tzitzis. V'hu adin d'yesh l'hokel gam b'shar minim in tofru b'min acher. By the same token, says the Mishnah Berurah, any material can be used for the sewing if it's different than the material of the garment. Because as we learned already, any material of tzitzis that you use has to match the material of the garment. Except if the tzitzis are wool and linen, it pathers any garment. But anything besides wool and linen has to match exactly the same material as the garment. And therefore, if the garment is made out of cotton and you're using a... I don't know, silk to do the sewing on the bottom, it's also not a problem because you'll never come to use that as one of the tzitzis because it's not kosher to be one of the tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkoton Yud Beis, this is going already on the sheet of Rav Amram, that says because if it's ripped within three, it does not have a Toras Begit and it's as if it's not there anymore. Says the Mishnah Berurah on the first wide line, Hu adin im lechatchilo be'es asiyas ha-beged, the same thing would be true if at the initial making of the Begit, Tofer chatichas beged pachos mishalosh l'svas ha-beged. If you attached, before you did anything with tzitzis, you have a beged, you're preparing it to put tzitzis in, and you attach a little strip less than 3 fingers to the edge of the garment, hein ba'orach, hein ba'rochav, whether it's lengthwise or widthwise, you add on this addition. You have the same problem, v'hitil ba tzitzis b'chatichazu, and then you add tzitzis in this little strip that you added on, you have the same problem, it will be psula l'diday. According to Rav Amram Gon, it will be pasul. To have the command the pasuk, av shetfaru la'beged, because it's as if it is detached, even after you sewed it onto the garment. V'im yatil tzitzis l'malu mi'osel chaticha atfura, and if you're going to put the tzitzis above the strip that you added on, then you have the other problem, that you're putting the tzitzis too far away from the edge of the garment. Because although we view it as if it's detached, lagabe measuring where the hole goes, we do count it as part of the beged lagabe that. And therefore, if the strip is a drop under 3 fingers, and you're going to make the hole on top of that, so then you have a problem that if the hole is most likely going to be beyond three fingers, from the edge, and therefore you have another problem. So in this case where you attach this almost 3 fingers strip, you got a problem. You can't make the hole for the tzitzis in the less than three fingered strip, because as if it's not on the talus. And you can't do it above it either, because then you're going too far away from the edge of the garment. So you're stuck. Al Kain, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yira'oz litvor tachas hakonof chatichas beged shel shalosh al shalosh. V'ayin l'kameh b'sivkotan tezayin. The eitzah in such a case is, and we have this on our tzitzis, and we'll discuss it later in the Mishnah Berurah, is if you add a little patch underneath this garment that's more than 3 fingers by 3 fingers, so then even though on top you have this little strip that was added on, but you have attached the 2 pieces, the regular garment and the little strip that's less than 3 fingers, with this patch underneath that's attaching them both together, and therefore wherever you make the hole it will be okay, because that will be considered joining together the whole garment, because that piece was more than 3 fingers by 3 fingers. And we'll see this more later on. And if you look at your tzitzis, at least my tzitzis have it, by the corner there is this patch underneath, this additional white material. It could be it's also for reinforcing, but he's saying that would be the eitzah. I don't need it, correct.
So just for reinforcing.
Yeah. We'll see if there's other reasons also, but for now, for reinforcing. Yeah, but that's what he's talking about over here, adding on a patch that would be that size, which I think most tzitzis have, that would avoid this problem, because even if you have a less than 3 fingers strip there, but since it's attached on the other side by a piece of material that's more than 3 fingers, so that joins it all together, and that's considered a beged chashuv, and that's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkoton Yud Gimel. So Sifkoton Yud Gimel is going on that which the Mechaber said in Rav Amram, that even if you sew it on, it's as if it's detached, and if you put the tzitzis in there, it doesn't patter your garment with tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkoton Yud Gimel, Ratz Lomar, means to say, Afilu osa tzitzis chadoshim b'chatichas hakonof ahu achar shetfaru lehatalus. Even if you put new, nice tzitzis in this little corner that you added on, that's less than 3 fingers from the end, after you sew it on, you put in the tzitzis, afilu achi lo patar lehatalus. Still, these tzitzis that you put in that strip will not patter the talus. The tfira lo choshev chibur bazeh. Because the sewing on of this small size piece of material is not considered a chibur. Ukeman de pasuk adayin choshev, and it's still considered as if it is detached. In mitchila nikra konof lagamri min abegin. If originally it was totally detached from the garment, it's considered not part of the garment, and therefore putting the tzitzis in there will not patter up your garment. And then we said in the Mechaber, according to this pirish, in nikra v'nishtayer kol shu it's kosher. We said according to Rav Amram's problem, it's only if it became a separate entity, then it loses its taras beged. But if it's still attached to the garment, it just got ripped off a little bit, as opposed to Rashi where that would be a problem, according to Rav Amram, that would not be a problem because it still retains its shame beged. Says the Mishaburin Tzevkotan Yodalad Kolshu, as long as it's attached as a Kolshu, it's kosher. Ratzalomer Afilu Atzitzis Shahayu Bo Be'esha Nikra. Even the tzitzis that were in this corner before it was ripped, they're still kosher. V'yesh Machmirin Bazeh. But there are those who are Machmir in such a case. Usvir Luhu De Nislu Hayashanim. And they say the old tzitzis become pasul when the garment becomes ripped part of the way. V'tzarech La'atilo Mechadosh Achar Atfira. And they say, no, once you sew it back up, you would have to replace the tzitzis. V'ayim b'bir halacha. Now let's look at the bir halacha. There's a few little ones. Let's look at the fifth line of the bir halacha where he says kosher. That's going on the machaber that we just discussed, that if it's still attached, even a little bit, it's kosher. Ayim b'mishavura shekasavnu d'yesh machmirim l'inyan tzitzis hayishanim. Look what we just mentioned in the mishavura. There are some achronim that are machmir. L'gabe, the old tzitzis that were attached, that you have to replace them. Hu das hataz. Shemachmir keshita satosos. That is the opinion of the Tas, who's machmir like shita of tosos. Veda, and you should know dilidi too. According to their shita, im nifsuka ritzua min abeged, if a strip from the garment was ripped off, kol shelo nishtayer gimel etzbos bekatzeu ba'orach abeged havikiilu nifsak legamri umifsalu atzitzis hayishonim. V'tzorach la'atzila mechadash achar atfira. So it says according to this more machmir shita. It has to be attached more than a kol shu, which the mechaber seem to imply. It would have to be 3 fingers worth that it's attached. In other words, a strip could be ripped off the bottom of the tzitzis or the side of the tzitzis, but it has to be attached 3 fingers at the edge by the length of the beged, and then it will be as if it's still attached. But as long as it's not 3 fingers, it's considered as detached, and the tzitzis are pasul, and you'll need to replace the tzitzis. So again, to be yotzei, according to everyone within the shita of Rav Amram, you would have to have, when the strip is ripped off, that 3 fingers worth at the edge remain on. Then it would be okay according to everyone. According to some shitas, even if it's just a kol shu, but according to the more machmir shita, you'd have to have 3 fingers of this strip that's still attached to the garment, and then you could just fix it up and leave the original tzitzis on. Otherwise, you get into a machlokas of whether you have to replace the tzitzis or not. And now with Baiter in the Mishaburah Sivkot and Tesvav, this is going back to the Mechaber where he said there are those who say Rav Amram said something differently. We said in the first sheet that we brought down in the Mechaber and Rav Amram is that if it gets ripped within 3 tefachim from the end, it doesn't have a taras beged. And then even if you sew it back up and then you put the tzitzis in, it's going to be a problem because you didn't put the tzitzis in the beged. But then we said, according to the second opinion, there are those who say that according to Rav Amram, it's not possible accepted tzitzis that were there when it got ripped off and got sewn back on. Those tzitzis are a problem. But after you sew this piece of the garment back on, you put new tzitzis, then the second shita is more lenient in Rav Amram, and they say it's going to be okay. So says the Mishabura in Sivkot and Tesvav, Yesh Omer Dil Rav Amram, we could be more lenient. Svir Lu, they hold the Tzvira Choshev Chibur, that when you sew it back on, that's considered a full attachment. And the only thing that's possible is the tzitzis that were in this corner that you sewed back on, as you sewed it back on, it was there. That's a problem. And that's because of Tasav Lomina Asui. Look in the Taz who argues in the Shulchan Aruch, the Kosov, and he writes, he says that everyone agrees in the Shita of Ram Amram Gon, he says, not like the Mechaber, he says that according to all shitas in Rav Amram, if you attach first the piece that fell off and then you put the tzitzis on, then everyone in Rav Amram Gom will say that it is kosher. V'chein kosef ha-bach, and so too writes the Bach, v'shiure knesses ha-gdola, v'hagro, v'chein hiskin bi'artos ha-chayim. So it seems to be that most of the Achronim hold that in Rav Amram Gon, everyone agrees that if you reattach this little strip less than 3 fingers and then you put the tzitzis on, that would be okay. The only problem is reattaching the same tzitzis, that would be a problem of Tasav Lomina Asui. Aval mikomokom, the Mishabura ends off and says, mikomokom votzeis yidei deya harishona, in order to be yotze the first opinion, which is one machmir in Rav Amram Gon, yitvor tachas hakonav matla sheyeshvo shalosh al shalosh. Like we just discussed before, to avoid any sfeikis and to be yotze all the shitas, it would be better to put a little patch that's 3 fingers by 3 fingers underneath, and then that itself creates the chibur between the two parts of the beged and gives it all one shame beged, and then it would be okay. And then the Mechaber ended off and said, V'irei shamayim yetze es kulam heched efsher. One who fears heaven should be yotze all the shitas wherever possible. Says the Mishabur in Sivkotan Terzayin, Al kein therefore nohagen litvor b'chol konof me'atavus chaticha shel beged shlema mishalosh al shalosh. Therefore, he writes, David, that the minug is to sew by every corner of the talus a piece of material that's complete, and it's 3 fingers by 3 fingers. Mishun de bekama begodim motzui shafilu heim chadoshim yesh behem tzvira toh gimel. Because there are some garments, even if you buy a new pair of tzitzis, some garments are made, for some reason, that they sew on a little strip less than 3 fingers at the bottom. And therefore, in case one would have a garment like that, the minhag is just to always put this patch on the bottom in every talus so that we avoid the problem. So even though we don't necessarily make the talus like that now, but it sounds from the Mishnah Berurah, the minhag is to always put this patch there to totally avoid this problem should it occur. V'yesh psul l'das Rav Amram l'fi dei Rishona, and that would be a problem according to the first opinion in Rav Amram that Mechaber brought down, because even if the material was sewn on before the tzitzis were put in, he holds that you can't put the tzitzis in that piece of material. So again, by putting the patch that's more than 3 fingers by 3 fingers underneath it, then it would be okay, even according to the most machmir shita in Rav Amram Gon. V'kanal b'sivkotin yudbeiz, like we explained earlier in Sivkotin yudbeiz. And the final Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkotin Yud Zayin, we said a Yerei Shemaim should be yetzei all the shitos heicha de efsher. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the heicha de lo efsher naktinan de svaras Rav Amram Iker. And when it's not possible to be yotzei all the shitas, we take on that the opinion of Rav Amram is the Iker, and therefore it would only be a problem if it gets ripped off totally, as opposed to Rashi's Chumrah, that even just ripped a little is a problem. We take on that if you can't be yotzi all the shitas, we take on Rav Amram as the Iker, that only if it's ripped off totally is a puzzle. The gam de tvira chashev chibur, and we also take on lakula, that the sewing is considered a chibur, and therefore if you put the tzitzis in after the attachment of the less than 3 fingers material that fell off, you put it back on, and then you put on the tzitzis, that would be okay if you can't fulfill all the shitas. There is one more Bir Halacha that I wanted to point out. It's all the way back in Rashi's Shita. Again, just to review Rashi's Shita. Rashi's Shita was the reason that if you have a piece of material that rips off the talus less than 3 fingers from the edge, either on the side or the bottom, either way, so it is usher to sew it back up. And Rashi said the reason is because we're concerned if you're going to sew in that location, we're worried that the string that you're using for the sewing you're going to keep as one of the tzitzis, and you're going to add 7 strings to it, and that tzitzis, that wasn't made l'shma, it wasn't done properly, and it will be puzzle. So if you look in the top of your halacha, on page 54, he writes, Ulatam ze afilu nikra kolshu. So the Mechaber said, according to this shita of Rashi, we said 2 things. According to the shita of Rashi, one is, even if it's a small tear, you can't sew it back up. It doesn't matter how big or small it is, the concern is still there. You still have strings there. And number 2, he said, if the garment is made out of wool, it's not a problem nowadays because we don't sew with wool, and no other material would be good for tzitzis. So says the Bir Halacha, Ulatam ze afilu nikra kolshu, vidavka im nikra lamalo mimalo kesher agudol. A very important point that Chavetz Chaim is pointing out over here, this problem of a piece of material less than 3 fingers being ripped off is not anything less than 3 fingers. It has to be less than 3 fingers, but more than a malo kesher agudal, which is the area between the knuckle and the edge of the fingernail, because that is the minimum size of where a person could put in the tzitzis. And therefore, he's saying that since our concern, Lefi Rashi, is that you might put the tzitzis in a place where it's allowed to be, so just like it has to be that this piece of material is less than 3 fingers, so it's kosher to put the tzitzis there, it also has to be more than the area from the knuckle of the thumb to the edge of the nail of the thumb, because otherwise you don't have enough room to put the tzitzis there anyway, and it wouldn't be kosher. In order to have this concern, Lefi Rashi, it has to be a very, you know, exacting size, less than 3 fingers, but more than this amount, which doesn't give you so much leeway, and that piece of strip that's attached would be usher to put in the tzitzis over there. That is the end of Halacha Dalet. I can start the next sif. Well, I guess we'll start the next sif. We'll just do one line, and we'll start in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif hey. Again, the second to last line in the Mechaber on page 54. Im nikra minekev shatzitzios Taluibo ulamata. This is something that we already discussed earlier. If the hole in which the tzitzis are placed gets ripped downward, im kodom hatolas tzitzis lakera, if the tzitzis were placed in the garment already before it tore down, she'oso tzitzis hoyosham b'shas hakera, that the tzitzis were already in the hole before it got ripped downwards, it is kosher. So let's just look at the first Mishnah Berurah. So first Mishnah Berurah is Sifkaton Yudches, all the way at the bottom of the page. So if the hole gets ripped down, Mari Bishalo Tefaro, it's talking about where you did not sew it back up. Right? We learned this earlier, if the hole rips, if you remember we learned earlier, even if it's attached a drop, a kosher is still going to be kosher. As long as when you put it in, Bishas Asiya, it was in the proper location, even if it gets ripped downwards, as long as it's still in there, it would be kosher. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mari Bishalo Tefaro, we're talking about over here where you didn't sew it back up. The kamash mulan, the chiddush is alpha gav de lo nishtayer melo kesher agudol. Even though the hole dropped down and the tzitzis dropped down below the minimum part, which is the length from your knuckle of your thumb to the edge of your thumbnail, so it's less than that from the bottom of the garment. Ukumosha kasev leel simin yudalev sif yud de lo beinon shir ze elo b'shas asiyah. You only need that measurement of where the exact place of the hole and the tzitzis are going to be b'shas asiyah when you put the tzitzis in the garment initially. If you want to sew up the tear, oz im habeget shel tzemer, if the, this is why it's being brought up over here, because it's talking about how you're sewing up the hole. If you want to sew up the rip, it didn't rip all the way, it's kosher, but you want to sew it up. So if the beged, im habeget shel tzemer, if the garment is made out of wool, yitferenu b'chutei sharminim, you want to use a string to sew it up that's made from a different material. Ve'ein tzarech lahatir es hatzitzis me'akonof ve'lachzor ve'leklosom shenis achashetofer. You do not need to remove the tzitzis while you're reattaching and then reattaching the tzitzis. You don't have to do that. Why? Kevan de lo nisla konof, because this corner was never passeled. It was fine even where it was, ripped all the way down. Ve'im ha'beged hu shel shar minim, and if the garment is made out of other materials besides wool, Aser l'safro b'chutim shel min ha'beged l'das Rashi. Like we learned earlier, according to the sheet of Rashi we're discussing over here, if you want to sew up the tear in the bottom of the garment below the hole, if it's a garment made out of cotton, you don't want to sew it up with a cotton string, because then you have Rashi's concern that you may use that string of sewing as one of the tzitzis. D'shem yishayir b'chutim l'shem tzitzis, because you might leave over the sewing string as part of the tzitzis. What everyone's probably thinking, the afti yesham tzitzis, even though there are tzitzis in this garment. We're talking about a case where there are tzitzis in there and it got ripped downwards. So what do you mean if you're going to sew it up with a cotton string on a cotton garment, you may leave it there as one of the tzitzis. You have tzitzis there. Says in the Mishnah Berurah at the end of the page, the afti yesham tzitzis, even though you have tzitzis there, lo plug bazeh. We make a lo plug. We say, no, once Rashi says this, then you can't sew it back up with the same material. You can't do it. Ela yikach chute min acher. Rather, you should take a different type of material to sew it back up. V'yoser tov shelo yitfarenu b'chut lovon. It's also better that you shouldn't sew it back up with a white string. Rak b'chut savu, it should be a colored string. She'eno hogin ato lasos atzitzis rak levonim. Because our minhag is only to make the tzitzis from white string. So if you use the sewing string a different color, so there's less of a concern that you'll use it as the tzitzis. V'alkein ein ligzer shemi yishayim b'chut atfilu shem tzitzis. And therefore there is no room for the gzeira that you might leave the sewing string the shem tzitzis. We'll stop here. We'll chazer this point tomorrow, and Mitzvah will finish the siman tomorrow.